Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was little, I remember my sister playing with Barbies. I got some Barbie dolls, but I didn't really like them too much. You know, my doll was this blonde doll with boobies, and her bottom half didn't really look like my bottom half. You know, I'm like, that looks a lot smoother. I seem to have, you know, a vagina, and I think I'd like it to just look like that, and there'd just be one hole to pee and, you know, be done with it. But, you know, we played with these Barbies, and I guess we, as children, thought that they were supposed to represent what we're supposed to look like later. You know, and I'm looking in the mirror, and my hair was like a strawberry blonde, now getting brownish, maybe turning mousy brownish, and I'm like, I'm not going to look like her, and I want to look like her. I want to look blonde, you know, and all that. Then came the Ken doll, and I was not attracted to the Ken doll. I'm like, I don't want to marry somebody like that. I want, you know, somebody like, you know, oh my gosh. I had little crushes when I was little on a whole variety. You know who I thought was really cute? Was Murray and Mary Tyler Moore. Gavin McLeod. I thought he was cute. You know, that's why I have a thing for bald men. I just always thought he was cute. I thought Ricardo Montalban was good looking. I loved Bo Duke, you know, and the Dukes of Hazzard. So, I mean, for me, you know, the Barbies weren't very realistic. Well, what Barbie is now doing is to try to be more inclusive and diversified. They are introducing a couple dolls. One with vitiligo. That is a pigment disorder where, with some people, their melanocytes don't necessarily produce melanin, so they get these dark as well as light, large swaths on their body. One of the rumors is that, Michael Jackson might have had that, which is why he went through some lightening procedures to blend it better. And then they're also going to have a Barbie with a hearing aid. And so, if a child, let's say, is hearing impaired, they have a doll that also has a hearing aid. So it's very, it makes them feel like they, you know, they are represented. So it's a really nice gesture. It's nice, but the problem I see where we're going is we're not going, once we start down this path of, well, we have to be inclusive for everybody and diverse, you're going to start to get criticisms from those groups that aren't being represented. So if you're representing vitiligo, should we also be representing those who suffer from albinism, where none of their melanocytes are, you know, functioning to the degree that they should? Should we have a brain cancer Barbie, as some kids that go through brain cancer, you know, might want to, you know, not feel marginalized? What about leukemia Barbie? There's a lot of kids that suffer from leukemia, and they lose their hair when they go through treatment. So what about asthma Barbie, where they constantly need to be on an inhaler? What about a child that has lost a limb or has lost, you know, There's, some of us, we hated having freckles, and, should you have a freckle Barbie? Although I wouldn't have wanted to play with a freckle Barbie. You know, I hated having freckles. I couldn't stand having freckles. But there were freckles, you know, I mean, so the problem we have is, you know, it's I think it's fantastic that a child can see that and children learn that there are some children that may have unique patterns to their coloring, such as with vitiligo. And it's a nice teaching tool to let people go, look, you know, if somebody has these colorings, it's, you know, it, that some people are born this way, some people aren't. So I love the idea of kids realizing that you have, you know, and hopefully it'll lessen some of the bullying. But where, you know, what if you can't be inclusive and diverse for everybody? And these companies, I think, are falling all over each other trying to be diverse and inclusive such that they just won't be able to do it. You know, I mean, are they, you know, okay, we'll make a doll, we'll have a limited supply of a doll so we can say we're doing it and check that box. Well, there's tons of other boxes that need to be checked. What about racial diversity? What about, you know, not all Hispanics are Mexican. There's also Puerto Rican. There's Dominican. There's same thing with African American. Not all blacks are from, you know, one part of the world. There's diversity. There's mixed race. So, you know, homosexual Barbie? What about trans Barbie? What about, you know, so if a company wants to say, look, we're going to be diverse and we're going to be inclusive, you know, I think their attempts are in good faith, and I think, you know, it will help children, you know, broaden their scope of what is quote unquote normal or average with people, but I just don't see them hitting the mark all the time. And I think you're going to get yourself into a rut. And so what I really predict is going to happen is companies are just going to start going to a very bland, generic sort of toy. I remember on Cheers, Frasier and Lilith were raising their child, not, you know, pink or blue and all that. It was just black and white. And I wonder if that's where we're going to go, because there is no way to be 1,000% encompassing of everybody. Cleft lip. There's a lot of kids born with cleft lip. I think more with cleft lip than vitiligo. Do you have to have a cleft lip, Barbie? You see, how do you meet your goal? And so instead, I think a lot of these things are going to end up just being black or white or gray or faceless or hairless. I don't know how they're going to accomplish what they want to accomplish. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So about 11 days ago, we found out that Grammy Award-winning singer, part of the Judd duo, Naomi Judd, the mom, had died due to what we were told, mental illness. So when you hear that somebody had tragically died of mental illness, you think of, sadly, them ending their life or an overdose. And so I figured that it was probably, you know, she taking her life. But, you know, you say your prayers and, you know, they were inducted into the Hall of Fame the day after. And it was just a tragic, sad thing. And you give the family privacy. Well, Ashley Judd has had to now come out and talk about the manner of her mom dying, which was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And they didn't want to. She was on Good Morning America, and she was there of her own volition and speaking about it. But she's saying, if I don't talk about it, it'll come out anyway. And, you know, when you think about that, you know, that has got to be very horrifying, that you have a family member that contributed to the music industry, especially country music, is a mom, has a family, died in a very, very tragic way, and Ashley was the one that found her. Apparently, she was having a bad day. Ashley had a friend came over, so as Ashley was bringing the friend upstairs, she went into the bedroom and then found her mom deceased. So tragic all the way around, but Ashley had said that, she for years had been dealing with this and, in her anguish, and she knew other people knew, and the mom chose to leave, and there's tons of reasons why people choose to leave. Sometimes they don't want to be a burden on their family. Sometimes they just don't want to be in pain anymore. Sometimes they act, on an impulse. So there's a variety of reasons. But it should be private. And, we come back to this all the time where people who have a lifestyle, such that they do something, they entertain, they then become in the public's eye. And mind you, Naomi Judd, may she rest in peace, was not on the top of all Gen Z's and millennials' minds. I mean, I'm a Gen X, so I know who she is, and I appreciated her music, and she does have fans, multi-generational, but you would think she would have, at this point in her life, had a little bit of obscurity, had a little bit of privacy, and no, the family has to announce it. One of my biggest worries, and I, believe me, have no degree of fame, as somebody like, the talented Naomi Judd would. But one fear that I have is I'm going to be on the toilet, and I'm going to be constipated, right? And I'm going to, try to get it out, push, and sustain a heart attack or a stroke or something. And then everybody's going to be saying, yes, God forbid, she passed away on the toilet. They found her on the toilet. And I don't want that. If God forbid I'm leaving this earth, I want people saying, she was making love to Michael Fassbender, and they were, in this big, or Viggo Mortensen, and Rivendell was in the background, and then she just passes off, up into the heavens, and Viggo prays for her, and Michael Fassbender comes saying, oh no, I loved her too. Something like that. That's the story I want when I leave. And it seems like if you have any element of fame, then everybody needs to be all up in your business. Now, some people say, well, that's the celebrity's fault. That's the celebrity's fault. They chose that life. Not entirely. When you are in the arts and you act, you're originally doing it as a job. You have a mission. Yes, some of us would love to be famous one day, but that's not your main goal. When you're trying to get acting jobs, you're just trying to pay the bills. And yes, the more famous you get, the more you can pay your bills. But, there's a means to an end. I wanted to teach. I've always wanted to teach. And I wanted to reach out to as many people as possible and be able to help as many people as I could. Radio allowed me to do that. That doesn't mean that I signed up for people to know what I do on the toilet, even though I tell you guys anyway. But honestly, there's no way I'm going to be able to glorify my last days because it's going to be expected that people need to know what happened. And I get it. When you, love somebody like Naomi Judd or Elvis or, you want to know. And it's sad that many people, when they leave, they don't leave in the most glorified manner, because when you leave this earth, it's not glorified. I mean, Robin Williams, I believe, hung himself. Did we have to know that? Can't we just say that he passed? But because so many people love Robin Williams, they want to know why. And then how they leave starts to overtake the topic rather than their long, decorated career. And so we talk about public officials and their health, like Biden, Trump, and I get that. Because with public officials, they're walking around with the football. If they're making a decision, on what's going to happen, in terms of world peace or security, we have a right to know if they are competent enough. That's why we talk about Putin. I mean, he's making these decisions such that he's killing, thousands thousands upon thousands of women, children, innocent people, soldiers, putting, you know, allegedly sending people off to camps. Yes, I think his medical, you know, history might be relevant. And I don't give a damn about his privacy, per se, because this guy is a war criminal. And if we could figure out what is, you know, putting him, you know, causing him to do this sort of travesty, we could maybe stop it. But, you know, for celebrities, I really think they're due their privacy. Now, what many do, and they'll say, well, then why do they speak out about it? Well, I think Ashley Judd said exactly what celebrities go through. It's going to come out. And if it's going to come out, might as well they steer the narrative. And so she's using this opportunity to teach people that there is a suicide hotline, that suicide and mental illness affects thousands of people, and that it affects the family, it affects the person. You know, if you are in love with somebody who is suicidal, you are in anguish too. You never know if you're going to find your loved one gone. It affects the whole family. Now, let me just get, you know, for those of you that are suffering or have family members that are suffering, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. I have this on my website. I have this on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter. I wrote an article. It's about Naomi Judd, and the hotline is in there. It's toll-free, available 24/7, and there are trained counselors that you can speak to confidentially. You could also text. You could text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. That's 741-741. Text HOME to that number, and that allows you to text a crisis volunteer over secure line as well. So on average, 47,000 Americans are known to commit suicide each year. That's about 123 a day. And I believe the number is more because many of these overdoses we think are accidental might actually be, you know, suicide as well. So I think it's an underestimation. And there's a lot of reasons why people might consider it. You know, depression is one of them. You know, that they're sad. They don't love life. They're in pain. It's a disease. And they want to end the suffering that they have, the lack of sleep, the anxiety, the paranoia, the pain. And you know, I fear suicides are going up because we have a pain problem. You know, now that we're really limiting people and what they could access for pain, some people want to end their pain. You know, I heard that there was a physician who was suffering from thyroid cancer, and the pain was so bad, and this is just a rumor, I haven't been able to confirm it, that when he killed himself, he basically shot the most painful part of him, which was the throat. I don't know if that's true, but pain is, I think, also a very huge trigger for people to sadly, you know, kill themselves. They can't see around the problem. The problem is so big that they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And you're like, look, it'll get better. You know, your economic issues won't get better. You know, the loss of your loved one. When you lose a loved one, how is that going to get better? So a lot of spouses or a lot of partners, sadly, could go into a depression and possible suicidal ideation as a result of that. Impulsivity. Some people are like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And the impulsivity makes them act. And if they just kind of took a deep breath, talked to somebody like the National Suicide Prevention Hotline or texted home to 741-741, maybe they would rethink it. A lot of times they feel like no one cares. Then no one's going to miss me. No one cares. And you need to let them know you're loved. And what are we going to do if you're gone? And then sometimes they're just angry, or they want to have that control of their end. They don't want to just die from being hit by a bus. They want to control them leaving. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation is waking up to another grim COVID milestone. 1 million people have now lost their lives to the virus. President Biden updating the death toll overnight, sending prayers to all the loved ones left behind.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
Biden also ordering flags to be lowered to half staff to honor those who have died from the virus. Fewer travelers are taking to the skies as inflation tightens its hold on Americans' budgets. Adobe saying airline bookings fell 17% in April from March. Spending on domestic tickets totaled $7.8 billion in April. That's a 13% drop from March. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Labor Department reporting 203,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week. That's a few thousand more than the previous week's revised total. President Biden on Wednesday visited a family farm in Kankakee, Illinois, amid concerns of a global food supply shortage. Following the tour, the president is blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the global supply chain disruption, particularly the shortage of wheat.
Ukraine says they have 20 million tons of grain in their silos right now. And guess what? If those tons don't get to market, an awful lot of people in Africa are going to starve to death.
Senate Democrats say they're not giving up on a federal abortion bill after one failed on the Senate floor Wednesday by a 49-51 vote. The bill would have made abortion legal up until the birth of a child. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining all Republicans in opposition to the bill. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Laguna Beach and areas around Southern California, especially Orange County, are exquisite. They are some of my favorite places. I didn't grow up there. I grew up in a less expensive part of California. Well, I didn't grow up. I was born. And then we couldn't afford to live in California, so we grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. But Laguna and the OC, and it's one of my favorite parts of California. It's exquisite, as well as northern too. I think I love California. I don't love the politics, but I love California. So seeing these wildfires is just crushing. I don't know if you've seen pictures from the coastal fire. It started at 2:44 p.m. yesterday, and had spread hundreds of acres, affecting multiple homes, and you know these homes. Were gutted. And they were sitting along. It looks like it's on the coast. It's not on the coast yet. I don't believe the fire made it to the coast yet. But these are homes that are up on a kind of a cliff. And so the fire was able to, with the high winds, be able to jump and embers get on these homes and then, sadly, cause them to, you know, go up in flames. So it's called the Coastal Fire. It ignited near a water treatment facility in Aliso Woods Canyon between Laguna Niguel and Laguna Beach in Orange County. It swept up steep terrain, they said, amid strong gales. They say the cause of the fire is still under investigation, although now a utility company is thinking that it could have been, there was some abnormal circuit activity. Let me pull this up here. They say that the probe is in its early stages, but Southern California Edison issued an initial report to state regulators saying that our information reflects circuit activity occurring close in time to the reported time of the fire. Now, no other details were provided. They say our thoughts are with the community members whose homes have been damaged and those who were evacuated because of the coastal fire, and we're coordinating with fire agencies as needed to ensure firefighter safety. Song said Edison's report, this is David Song, a spokesman for the utility, is intended to put the California Public Utilities Commission on notice of an incident so that it can conduct its own investigation. They say our top priority is the safety of the customers, employees, communities, which is why we continue to enhance our wildfire mitigation efforts through grid hardening, situation awareness, and enhanced operational practices. So firefighters can happen from, you know, lightning, from some idiot setting off a firework, somebody not putting out their campfire, which is why every time we go camping, I mean, we make sure we put out the fire. And now, even if there's smoke, I mean, we wait until we know that there is no embers left. After the smoke clears, we double check, douse with water, and we, because, you know, where I live, it's pretty windy. And the last thing I want is to even think that, you know, we would cause such destruction. So, but some of California's most destructive fires have not been caused by that, but by power lines. This is according the including the Paradise Inferno and the massive 2017 blazes in Wine Country. Edison has faced more than $500 million in fines from the California Public Utilities Commission last year because of several big fires. They say this coastal fire broke out yesterday in a coastal canyon near the Pacific Ocean. It's an upscale section of South Orange County. Hundreds of residents have fled, have been evacuated. Flames swept gated communities of multi-million-dollar homes overlooking the ocean. And they say the fire is at about 200 acres as of this morning. 900 homes have had to be evacuated, and we don't really know the percent of containment. Smoke is blanketing the city. There's obviously health issues that could come from that as well with the poor air quality. And, you know, sadly, Laguna Niguel is kind of the city that's in the thick of it. One firefighter had been injured, taken to a hospital for evaluation, according to T.J. McGovern, Assistant Chief of Field Operations for Orange County Fire Authority. So, you know, there's been some theories as to why some of these fires have occurred. And one such theory are some of the environmental rules in place. So as I was watching a news report, there was a reporter talking about a brush clearing. And she was discussing how some of these homes might be safe because of the brush clearing. And then the fire couldn't piggyback off of, you know, and jump from plant to plant. Of course, wind could blow embers, and that could, you know, reach a house and then sadly light that house on fire. But brush clearings require, or tree clearings near power lines, require somebody to deforest. Somebody to take down those trees, take down those plants, take down that vegetation. And there are certain environmental standards in place that protect the trees. And so years ago, when there were issues in Northern California with the fires, some reports said, look, the tree line is too close. You know, these power companies need to put up their poles and the wires. But if there's trees all over the place, then these trees, sadly, could, you know, if there is an incident, light on fire. So you have to clear enough of a path between, from what I understand, the poles of the electricity and the trees. But if that requires deforestation, then there's environmental concerns. And so, you know, I don't think we have struck that fine balance, because our population is exploding, our population is growing. We're obviously moving into areas that where we want cool, we want fresh air. I'd love to live where there's trees. I don't care about the ticks. I love trees. I love snow. I want fresh air. But instead, I live in a desert. I live in a valley. So we don't have a lot of trees, you know, but we don't have a lot of water either. But for those people that want to live in these beautiful communities, and they are beautiful, they're going to be with nature. Well, to try to put up artificial power grids, obviously, among a natural landscape, sadly, sometimes these things happen. And, you know, my husband says, you know, he kind of grew up in California. He said there's been at least 3 or 4 major fires in that area alone. That canyon is not unique to fires. So, you know, it kind of reminds us that we, you know, nature comes first. And if we, you know, mess with nature, sometimes, sadly, it can consume us. So I'm not sure what the answer is. It might have to be more deforestation. It might have to be some better protections around these. I mean, you guys probably know more about electricity than I. I mean, maybe there's a special type of, protective code or shield that could be done. I don't know what the answer is. But right now, it's devastating to see this. And we don't know how much this fire is under control. But you are sadly seeing homes, people at risk, firefighters getting injured. And you see these firefighters going through these plumes of smoke trying to dump water. Then water, as we're going to be talking about, our water woes are not that good, especially in the Southwest. So California has been starting to have water restrictions. The Department of Water and Power has been, restrictions were ordered by the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, such that they want to achieve a 35% reduction in water consumption. They are going to have 1 day a week watering limitations, maybe 2 watering days a week based on their addresses, Monday and Friday for odd addresses, Thursday and Sunday for even ones. Watering will be capped at only 8 minutes or 15 minutes for sprinklers. Exceptions are for drip irrigation and hand watering could remain in place. Can't water between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. because that's when water evaporates. And I remember doing that in Arizona. You know, we would have to water our plants at night so they could get the water. But there's also going to be restrictions on showering. And my guess is if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, push it down. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer today. So the most recent debate and drama, and I don't know, is it just me? Does it look like there's a crisis or a big controversy every 2 days in this world, or has it always been like this? You know, and we're just hearing about these things now because of the media. You know, is media getting better at, you know, announcing things like this? But the next or the biggest controversy now that we have seen in the last year or two is who has more authority over the children, the parents or the school? And this is something that has been debated as parents take care of their kids, they feed their kids, parents are legally in charge, but then they drop their kids off at school. The kids spend most of their waking hours with their teachers, come home, maybe see their parents for a couple hours, go to sleep, maybe say hi to mom in the morning really quick, gets to the bus, and then spends most of the day at school. So it has kind of been an unspoken truth that schools and teachers sometimes spend more time with the kids than the parents. That does not translate into them having legal authority, necessarily. Right? I mean, they can't take the kid home with them. You know, they can't hit the kid. Well, when I grew up, they could. You would get, you know, hit with paddles and canes and things like that. We had a teacher with a cane. We'd have to go up there to smack us with his cane, you know, on the butt. But, you know, but they've stopped that now. Now, you know, you can't strike a kid at school. You can't put them in a dunce cap, things like that. I had to once sit with a dunce cap. I was crying the whole time. But now I'd be like, oh, this is fun. But back then I was just so embarrassed because the teacher was such a jerk. But I think his name was Mr. Eby. He was so mean, and he didn't like what I was doing. I think I was just talking to my friend or something. He put me in a dunce cap. I'm like, come on, I'm not dunce. So, you know, now this stereotyping and you know, shaming, public shaming, they can't do. But teachers have been also frustrated in seeing things with children and not being able to intervene. You know, I mean, there's fantastic parents out there and there's jerk parents. Yeah, I was speaking at a school and the child said, my parents drive high. And my car stinks of marijuana, and I can't drive yet. And I know they're driving high, and I'm scared. I mean, so when parents hear that, or the teacher, so, you know, the teacher that I looked at the teacher, and, you know, the teacher says, I'm going to take care of it, you know, and you know, see if we could address it. I mean, I get that teachers are, you know, dealing with these kids going, whoa. You know, these kids have parents that are doing drugs that are never there, that might have a boyfriend or girlfriend that could be abusing them. Well, that's why there's Child Protective Services. That's why there are agencies, and teachers can report it. You know, police can report it. But there are some things that don't fall under that purview. And teachers are now faced with the controversy of, what if I have a child in my class that I think is transgender? Now, some parents would say, mind your own damn business. This is something me and my child will deal with. Other teachers are thinking, look, if they have parents, like some parents out there, this child is going to be forced to hide, forced to wear the dress, or forced to wear the pants, and we need to intervene because of the mental abuse it could cause. So here we are now in a position in 2022 of schools and teachers feeling like they have to covertly hold meetings with children and discuss it and help them transition. One such example is there's a report here. Erin Lee has a daughter who attended Wellington Middle School up until last week. She said her daughter, 12 years old, was invited to an art group by an art teacher, Jenna Reap. So when the child went after school to this art group from her art teacher, the lesson was led by LGBTQ activists, we're being told, Kimberly Chambers. And the Kimberly told the kids that if they were not fully comfortable in their body, that they made trans, and that members of the family were not safe to talk to. And then students in the group did a gingerbread person activity, which explicitly asked the daughter and other students in the room who they are sexually attracted to. Now, 12-year-olds, okay, I think I was ever since I was a little girl, you know, I liked, you know, boys and men, and I would always try to kiss them. But the average 12-year-old girl might not necessarily have sexual attraction to somebody. The 8-year-old girl doesn't. The average 5-year-old boy doesn't. And so my concern with this is, trust me, I know what it's like to have parents where you can't ask them or tell them anything. And I get how, I mean, you know, I had to go to school, and I was never allowed to wear shorts. To prevent me from wearing shorts, they wouldn't let me shave my legs. So I would shave my legs, wear pants, change before I got to class so I could wear shorts or a skirt like other kids. And mind you, I went to school in Phoenix, so it was hot. And then I had to quickly change my clothes again so I could come back home. I mean, I know what it's like to have to hide stuff from parents. I get that. You know, you have parents that sometimes just have a thinking pattern that you can't even, you know, understand. But I also worry that we have these assumptions that young kids know what they want when they're going to be sexually mature. And many medical societies are saying, look, you know, there people might want to still be fertile as cis or trans. And we have to make sure we have, well, European Medical Society, I believe, says you have to have the parents involved, doctors involved, before you consider starting to alter children's puberty growth. Whereas some specialists out there are like, look, if the child is trans, before they even hit puberty, let's minimize the breast development or penis development. But how can a child really, really know? And even if they are trans, what if they want to father or mother a child? You know, if they want to be a parent, a biological parent, that decision might come when they're 22, when they're 35. My decision about kids changed. When I was younger, I was like, yeah, I'll have kids someday, but whatever. When I was, you know, in school going, I don't even know when I'm going to have kids because I got to get through school. I got to do, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm like, yo, no, this is what I want. And boom, we did it. And thank God we did. But if you asked me when I was younger, would I want to be a boy? Gosh, being a boy was way cooler than being a girl. I might have said yes. Yeah, and so I really, really worry that we have such extremes on how our kids are either raised or approaching this subject, where we have, you know, some parents who are, you know, that might be, you know, completely impossible to talk to. And you have a child that's like, look, you know, I'm confused. I don't know if this is who I want to be. And then you have, you know, parents or teachers who want to be there for those children, you know, as an advocate. But then do you really have to be secretly having after-school art clubs? Yeah, and why are people assuming that parents and their physician won't be people that can manage this appropriately? So now you have this distrust of schools, and I think parents are going to be ripping kids out of schools and homeschooling them, which could affect the kids as well. 1-877-DOWN-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.